It's Monday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack. Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jeff.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, buds.
Welcome back.
That was smooth.
Yeah, F your wife not thinking we can get our intro down the first
time. Yeah.
Look at us. Professionals.
Professionals. That makes us sound like we're punny cats.
Does it?
It does.
Oh, okay.
Did you not hear it? Because I heard it. Professionals.
No, I heard it when you said it, which kind of is a good segue into what our topic is today.
Do you have any apologies?
I don't think so. I hope that people like Marriage Monday, which came out 2 days ago.
I hope so, too. I still haven't edited it or listened to it, so I hope people like it.
I listened to it live, and it was good. I think you have a lot to edit.
I think so, too. I think there's a lot of dead space.
And if it goes well, they won't know that.
True. Very true. Yeah. I have an apology that's not at all related to the podcast.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
But, so you know how every once in a while you'll start thinking and you'll think of something dumb that you did like years ago and you're just like, why'd I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those moments yesterday. I have a lot of those moments, but yesterday I was trying to go to sleep and I couldn't because this memory kept running through my mind of when we were like 16. I was talking to Daniel and I don't know the context. I don't know where the conversation started, but he asked the question, hey, are vaginas like way lower than you originally thought they were? And my dumb ass goes, no. Even though they absolutely were. And so I had to text him last night. He's 7 hours ahead in Germany, so it was 11:30 and he was probably just getting up, and that's the text he woke up to. It was me apologizing for never telling him that he was right. They're definitely much lower than we originally thought. But yeah, that's my apology.
It's a weird apology to bring up to the podcast, because you...
I had to get it off my chest.
You apologized to the person that needed the apology.
I know, I just had to get it out there.
Fair enough.
Was what I was struggling with last night.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have anything to apologize about, so if you want, we can just jump right into it.
Let's jump into it.
So the reason why perfection, or whatever the word was,
perfection,
is a good segue into what we're talking about, is because over the summer, Jeffrey and I made a 3-movie trilogy of insects. And so perfection and the cats being punny is a personification of humanity, what we did to ants and other insects.
And we were very punny.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't write this part down. It could definitely be more than 3 movies with what I've written here.
Oh, probably.
We could extend this shit down the alphabet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really get excited until movie number 2, to be honest with you.
I get pretty excited about movie number 3. I mean, movie number 1, it's not good enough to be a standalone movie.
No, but it has to be.
But it has to be.
Yeah.
But then
Which is rough because, you know, you have to make all the money in number 1, otherwise you're not going to get funded for number 2. And you can't walk in going, hold on, but number 2 is really good. You just got to power through number 1.
We just have to pitch it as a package deal.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Because number 2 is going to get everybody into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 3 is going to bring everything together.
Yeah.
And then we just move on from there.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember number 3.
Number 3 was the one that you couldn't pronounce.
Yeah. Which I probably still can't.
I bet you could.
It's the ABC trilogy,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And we'd start with the A.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, I don't think is it Antbo or is it Rantbo?
No, it's Antbo.
Okay. Antbo.
Definitely Antbo.
Which you might be thinking, is it a bow made of ants? No. No, it's not.
Absolutely not. So there was one fateful day when Jack and I were seal coating. We approached a hot, sunny driveway covered in an ant colony.
Yeah.
Just a giant one.
The crack was so black, but it was moving because of all the ants. Like, it was so many ants.
Yeah, scary. So our job, we had to chop off the edges of the driveway, or the grass that was on the edges of the driveway, then blow off the driveway, which meant completely obliterating this ridiculous colony of ants.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some big ant colonies. This one was huge.
We blew away their home. We blew away family members. They all just went away.
And the thing is, most of them. The thing is, when you blow away an anthill, they just start flooding out from the depths.
Yeah, they're
of
freaking
the
anthill. Out.
Yeah, it's insane. And so then we heated up the crack fill.
Mm-hmm.
And ants make this nice crackly poppy sound, like Rice Krispies.
Right when you pour that first thing of milk into your Rice Krispie bowl, that's yep. ants popping.
That's the ants exploding because they're boiling.
Yeah, from the inside.
In our hot rubber.
Mm-hmm. And so that led us to, at least my imagination going, it's like we're vengeful gods washing away these creatures that have invaded a land with our hot boiling tar.
Even though we know nothing about these creatures.
No idea.
We don't know anything about their lives. No. We don't know what they've been through. But we are the gods.
We decided that they were no longer going to live. But one ant, good old Ant Bo, who I believe is basically Rambo. Mm-hmm. The story's Rambo, but he's an ant. And it's not funny. It's, you know, straight up, it's a serious movie. War movie, yeah. But he's an ant.
So Ant Bo is one of the few that were blown away before the crack fill was put down.
I imagine that he's got a little, like, drizzle of the tar down one of his eyes. Like,
he's got
a
it on
scar,
his thorax.
Basically. And, like, so, like, you know, he's been through shit.
Mm-hmm. He saw all of his friends die.
Yeah.
And the way I have it written down is... we didn't ever come up with a name for the ant colony. I think that's important. That's the setting.
Vient-ma? Like, wait, Vietnam? Vient-na?
Vientnam?
Yeah, something like that. because that's where Rambo takes place, is in Vietnam. So I'm just trying to...
Vientnam.
Yeah, there it is, Vientnam.
All right, so the colony is Vientnam.
Yeah.
And so Ant Bo survives after watching his friends die. And the
boy,
way I have it...
popping, like, it's gruesome.
Oh,
you
yeah,
watch
it's
them exploding right in
and
front
I'm
of
sure,
you.
Like, in their little ant eyes is happening in slow motion,
yeah,
too. Like,
yeah,
we can't see that microscopic thing.
No, we're
they
just
can see
the...
ant guts going everywhere.
And in front of Ant-ma, or Ant-ma, Rant... Rantbo?
Antbo.
I'm so excited I can't get his name right. You see just like screaming ants just popping in front of him. Like it's just like...
Mm-hmm. And then there's those few unlucky ants that get stuck in it after it's poured. Not mm-hmm. hot enough to kill them, but yeah. hot enough to trap them forever.
Like down that crack where their colony is, where Vientma... Is that correct?
Vietnam.
I won't ever get that right. There's just a ocean of just black tar pouring at them, and some of them are popping in front of them, and some are screaming and running and getting stuck, and he's freaking out.
Like, how we find skeletons of extinct dinosaurs and animals
yes.
and rocks.
In the tar. I told you about the tar pits in California. It's that.
Yes.
You still never looked it up, right?
No.
Oh, you would love it.
Tar pits in California?
Yeah.
I bet I would love it.
You would. Like, there's, like, the lions with the big teeth.
Saber-toothed tigers?
Yes. There's saber-tooths there.
You know, speaking of saber-toothed tigers, those teeth are the most impractical things on an animal. That's why they're extinct. They can't get their fucking mouth around anything they're trying to kill.
It's so true.
You know, if you are that thing with the fangs, you have to go in bottom jaw first so you can clamp down with your top jaw.
I never thought about it, but you're right.
That's why they didn't make it.
But, I mean, walruses are still doing it.
Yeah, but I feel like walruses use theirs more as, like, defense and weapons than trying to eat their prey.
Yeah, fair.
Stupid saber-toothed tigers. Either way, Ant Bo,
mm-hmm.
he gathers the few survivors from the colony and leads to build... Does he build a new colony in his Golda...
See, this is where I can't remember. I feel like there was something about his daughter and he was trying to like get revenge on his daughter, or was it he was getting revenge on the mean gods being us? I can't remember his
You know what we could do? We could make it so his boss or something, someone that is in control of what he's doing during mm-hmm. the day, during the ant day, made him go out and run an errand, and when he came back everyone was dying. / dead.
Okay, I like that. But post. So he's trying to get revenge on his boss?
It's getting tough in the middle here.
Yeah, because that's why I like number two so much. Number two connects back to one.
Right, and I have a great ending for number one.
I just thought of something. This is why we need a camera so they can see you go, right?
Just waving. Ridiculously, you're on an island over there trying to flag down a plane. I'm over here. I see you, Jack.
I got an idea.
What do you got?
Well, it's going to kind of spoil a little bit of number two, but we got to get there. You know, I remember why they connect. The bees, which, spoiler, is what number two is about the bee, the gangster bees, the mafia bees.
Yes.
They're selling all the pollen, that's what it was, uh-huh. as cocaine pollen. They're the same thing in this universe. They got Aunt Bo's daughter hooked on pollen, and she got all cokey. The Aunt Ma is like 15 years before all this happened. Like, he got scarred. His Vietnam got destroyed. He moved on. He's an alcoholic. He had a daughter, you know, whatever. The bees got his daughter hooked on pollen. Now he's tracking down the bees.
I had it a little bit differently. I didn't have them connecting in that way. I had it, see, the ending of mine would give away what the third one is, too.
Well, I can't remember how this one went, but I know that number two...
So I think the bees should be involved in number one, and I like the idea of pollen being the drug trade.
Yeah.
And I think we could work that into why...
Because the queen bee is, like, smacking them around. Like, she's the top dog. Like,
and so... Aunt Bo ends up being King Ant, right?
Yeah.
Like, he creates the new colony, and he's got his Ant Queen with him, and then has an ant.
So in your mind, he grew from his diversity. In my mind, he got worse in his diversity. He devolved. He became an alcoholic. Because he saw some shit.
Oh, yeah, he saw some shit. He could have, like Lieutenant Dan.
Yes.
So he devolved, and then he grew from it. And that can be the whole story.
Wonderful.
And then I have it as King Antbo's son. So King Antbo's son is the successor to the throne.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
It has to be a daughter.
Oh, there is a daughter.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say in 2021, we have to make it a daughter.
The daughter would come in the second movie, though.
Okay.
The way I was thinking about it, so the son, his name would be Chris.
Explain.
That's where the third movie comes in.
Oh.
Chris is short for chrysanthemum.
Ah, yes.
Which is the flower. Yeah. And so the son's name is Chris. He's the successor to the throne. And then, oh man, I don't want to give away what's coming.
Yeah, we
got to
really focus in one here. So but the next heir to the throne has to be the girl. Otherwise, they're going to be like, oh, you're giving it to the boy. Oh.
Sorry he didn't have a daughter.
But he does. He has
could have a daughter, the queen.
But then again, like if we go my route, everybody's gonna go, oh, the daughter of course has to be rescued.
Yeah, and the reason I'm thinking we could do so, the bees are the mafia, right?
Yeah.
And mob bosses are always protective of their daughters, is what I'm thinking.
Mm.
And so I think the daughter would fit in really well there, whereas a son would be like a warrior of Aunt Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Type thing. It's just I'm struggling to find where the story of Aunt Bo leads.
Okay, let's start from the beginning again.
All right.
So Aunt Bo is just living his life. He's out doing a chore for his boss. He's running an errand.
Or we could have the drugs play in this.
I think that we stay here. I think he was running an errand for his boss. He's on his way back, and his colony is being just fucking destroyed. There's popping ants in front of his eyes. He's like, "What the shit is going on?" He's a young man. He's an intern for this boss. Like he's just now starting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. An ocean of tar, hot tar pouring in, everybody's scattering, popping ants, blah blah blah. He gathers a few. He's injured. He's got a little scar on his eye from the hot oil that we poured on them. 15, 20 years later, ant years. He's grown. He's an old man. He's had a son now. He's raised this colony to a new colony.
Pause. To get away from the boss sending him on an errand thing, what if he is the fuck-up son of the current Ant King?
Oh, so he was out partying.
Yes.
With the bees.
Yes!
There it is.
We did it.
Well, with the fire ants. You know, because the bees are the mafia. They're not doing the drugs with... He was doing drugs with the fire ants.
Who are we relating the fire ants to? Are the fire ants the Americans that are coming to break down the Ant-Americans coming to war in Vietnam?
Yes. That's what's happening. Yes. So you heard it here first. They're Americans. Whoever you want to put onto them, that's on you.
Ant-Americans.
You racists. Because my mind immediately went to cut this part.
Oh. All right, we'll cut that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the Ant-Americans.
Yeah, the Ant-Americans who came in to invade Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
which is very difficult to say. So he's coming back. He's high as fuck. And he has a sobering, oh shit, people, ants are blowing up in front of him. That's what happened.
And then instead of a vengeance story, would it be a perseverance story? Because he wouldn't really have anyone to be vengeful of.
Yeah. Yeah, his vengeance doesn't come until later when we find out the bees got his offspring hooked.
Right. Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to make a movie out of this, we will gladly sell you the rights to it.
Yeah. Were we going to do... Because we have enough time, we could talk about... We could go into two.
We could go into number two and then leave number three for the next episode.
Yeah, or I have other things that we can talk about.
I think we've given just enough teasers for number two.
To just do it?
I was going to say to move on and have people want to listen to the next one.
Agreed.
Just enough teasers.
Did you cover all your entire note card?
Only that much is the ants. I have all three of them on here.
Oh, okay. Do we want to go into a different topic then?
I think we should. Just let me write down Vietnam because I wrote name on here.
Okay. Okay. I got some different things on here, but let's go with a more of a lighthearted kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
Yeah. Well, my other ones were a little political and kind of family related kind of a thing. So I don't remember what state. I think it's Montana. I can't remember what state it was though. Made a license to, you know, like a hunting license for deer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They made a hunting license for Bigfoot.
I don't think you need that. I don't think anybody needs that.
But how fun.
So fun.
Also, how many people do you think are going to end up dying in the woods because they think, oh shit, I think I shot a Bigfoot.
Nobody is going to be wearing the ghillie suit anymore, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
Imagine just a 6'4" hunter going through the woods in a ghillie suit gets shot and killed because there are Bigfoot licenses.
Yep.
No, Montana just needed to make some more money off taxes and licenses.
Okay, so that is real. Now, this is what I kind of wanted to lead into. Would you rather find out that Bigfoot's real or aliens? Now, I think I already know your answer, but...
What's my answer?
I think you're going to say aliens.
Aliens,
yeah.
Definitely aliens.
Because, I mean, Bigfoot's not going to really affect our life. Either way, it's basically just another animal.
Yeah, and, like, how long have Bigfoot stories been around?
I don't know.
Long-ass time.
The 60s?
Like, yeah, 60s. Bigfoot is either an old-ass man
mm-hmm.
right now or non-existent.
Yeah.
Because you only ever hear of one Bigfoot. There's not, like, I saw a family of Bigfoots.
That's not true. I've definitely heard stories of people who feed family of Bigfoots. Big feet.
The Bigfooters.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's more than one Bigfoot.
Yeah, but then which makes it even more like, okay, so there's multiple. How have we not seen at least one of them?
What if Bigfoot all along is just a gigantic homeless guy?
I mean, I'm in.
And he's survived for this long, hardly ever being seen.
And we kill him. Because I have a Bigfoot license.
Because then we have a license. Yeah, and how does that license even work? Like, what if you end up killing a person and you bring them in and say, he's got big feet? Like, look at how hairy this motherfucker is. Like, this could totally be what people think is Bigfoot.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That is just, that's a way to
get away with murder. It's an accident waiting for it to happen, yeah.
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 Maybe someone in the license and whatever the hell else bureau.
DNR?
DNR, yeah. Had an enemy that's huge.
Like a competitor who's trying to start his own DNR, and they're like, no, we must take him out. He's too big.
And now there are official licenses to hunt this large man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking happened.
On the description of the license, it says, wears glasses.
Bigfoot found them in the river. Oh, jeez. Yeah, aliens, absolutely. That'd be way cooler.
Okay, now here's something for you. Would you rather find out aliens are real and you can never listen to music ever again? Or, and I mean, like, it's not like you have to, like, oh, a song's playing, you have to walk out. Like, you can't, like, you can't even, your ears don't even pick up the tune
like
of music.
Like, in...
When you're watching a movie and there's a score with commentary, you only hear the people talking. There's literally no music in the movie or in anything. Like, you just
what's,
hear the
what's
people.
What's the Christmas movie where they go see Santa Claus in the train? Polar Express.
Yeah.
Where you can hear the bell or you can't hear the bell?
Yeah.
Or know that aliens are real?
Or... You just never know that. Like, basically, you just now. You just now.
How much information do I get about these aliens?
You just get to know that they exist, and they kind of hover. Like, you, but oh, like it just becomes a normal. Like, oh, there's the UFO.
Do I know where they're from?
No.
Music.
So you'd rather live without the confirmation and be able to listen to music forever rather than knowing for a fact that they're real and you kind of see them from time to time.
Does everybody else know they're real?
Yeah, we're not sending you to a loony bin.
Promise.
Yeah. Well, not for that reason. We will for how many big feet you killed, we're sending you away for
all
that
the big
one,
feet and not being able to hear the loud music that's playing over there.
Yeah.
This guy's crazy. Send him away. No, that's a really hard one, actually. I'd want to know about the aliens, so I think I'd go with the music. I'd want to know where they're from. Mm-hmm. I want to know how they got here, what they think of us, how long they've been here. I want to know everything, how they built the pyramids, all that shit.
What if you found out that they did nothing? Like, they've been here for the last 5 years.
Am I friends with aliens?
No.
No.
They made a public... They took over everybody's TV, then they translated for people who don't speak. Like, they translated for everybody on the world.
Like,
and they said, we just came 5 years ago. We don't know how they built those pyramids, but we're just here to examine you guys.
They're literally just here to watch us?
Yep.
Okay, so in this hypothetical universe...
Yeah, it's not this universe. This didn't happen. Hypothetically.
Correct. In this hypothetical universe...
Just had to clarify.
Does that happen either way? And if I choose music, I just don't know that it happens?
No.
Like, it could be a thing where I am completely blind to them because I choose to listen to music. Is this a choice for everybody, or is this just a choice for me?
This is just you. Basically, it's two universes. It's two expanding things. It's the timeline's here. You could go here, or you could go here. Here, you know, everybody in the entire world knows that aliens are real. They made their announcement of the 5 years. Or you go down, they never expose themselves, and you get to listen to music until the day you die. The day you die, they go, hello.
So I still get aliens.
The day you die, like the second, like when you lights out, that's when your lights are coming out as their lights are turning on.
Is there any chance that I can be cryogenically frozen and brought back, know that aliens are existing, and then die again?
No.
Damn. I'm trying to find a loophole somewhere.
No, everybody knows that cryo-freezing is fake. Aliens, on the other hand, real.
Definitely not fake. They actually froze a rabbit for a day and unfroze it, and it lived.
Okay, that's a day. And how... What, most people, when they cryo-freeze... Like, you'd have to cryo-freeze now. You know what I mean? Because, like, nothing's wrong with you. You haven't died. The old age hasn't... You know what I mean?
Legally, you cannot be cryo-frozen until you are dead. Which is dumb.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like...
That is one of the dumbest...
Once you've died, what they have to figure out to bring you back and cure everything that killed you.
I think the current idea is people that die want... there to be a way to bring people back in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much I want to freeze myself now so I can live in the future. It's just I want to be revived at some point if I can. Which I think is stupid. I'd rather do the Futurama thing and be completely healthy and normal than go to the Year 3000.
And enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than be a shriveled up 96-year-old man who goes, oh, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're so cold all the time.
So cold here. No, that's so dumb, though, because you literally can legally cannot have a heartbeat and be cryogenically frozen. What's the point?
For how long? If you, like, took a pill to make it stop for 2 seconds, can you be frozen?
If you were pronounced dead.
So, you just have to pay off a doctor.
So, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't feel nothing.
He's dead. He's going to go walk over to that tube now, but he's dead.
You put it on his thing, you go, yeah, he's dead, and you go, thanks, Doc, and walk over.
I'm sure there's a place in the world where they allow it.
Most certainly.
But here, not legal.
Damn Americans.
I want the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just having them here and watching us isn't enough for me.
Mm.
I want to know things.
You want to befriend one?
Yeah, I want to be friends with aliens.
That's fair.
I'd like to be friends with their political leaders.
But also weird, because like, if you think about it, we're aliens to them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to know us.
But they came here. Like, they see something in us.
Do they? I mean, like, we examine mice. We don't see anything special in mice.
Would you be willing to be, like, a pet dog for an alien? An alien family, a nice alien green family?
I want to be able to say yes, but probably not, because there's a lot of shitty people treating how they treat dogs. And I feel like that, like, you know, the odds are not in my favor of being with a Paris Hilton-esque alien.
What if it doesn't have to be here? Like, it doesn't... No, I'm not going to see you being a pet to these aliens. You're with them now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know how many people just, like, chain their dog up and just leave them out?
Yeah, but that's...
I don't want to be that. I want to be the purse dog. I want to be...
Okay, so if it was guaranteed that you were not going to be...
If I was guaranteed to be with the equivalent of a white girl to their dog, yeah, I would do it. Fuck yeah.
See, not all white girls are great.
No,
despite what the media wants you to believe.
No, white girls are bad, but they treat their dogs well.
Most of them. I'm saying, like, no matter who it is, I'm just saying you will not be neglected, abandoned, or beaten as a dog.
I'll be loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will, yes.
I mean, they're probably going to smack you in the nose if you poop in the kitchen.
I would too.
At that point, what if they can't understand you? And like you talk to them as if you were talking to a human?
Yeah, like a dog barking at us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the dog knows what he's saying. Yeah. You know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
we don't know
nothing.
Each other.
Well, they've got nothing at all. There's no English in their vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you poop on the floor to get their attention?
I tried to go out.
I stood at the door and said, I want to go out.
I just poop in the kitchen, pick it up and throw it at the door and be like, I tried.
Oh, would you accept it if you had to clean up after yourself?
I mean, I'm potty trained now. I don't know why I have to be re-potty trained.
Different universe.
Because I feel like the equivalent would really be us being like cats. You know, you give us a litter box and you... Because we have a litter box. It's a toilet.
Right, but they don't have toilets where they live.
No, okay. Well...
What if they get toilets for us?
Yeah, well, they've been examining us.
They should know that we need toilets.
Exactly. What if we're like in an ant, you know, to bring it all back? We're in an ant farm. You know, the Earth is just an ant farm, and we've colonized, and we've moved around it, and we've made our paths through, and we...
We're a little alien science project.
Yeah. We're an alien show and tell.
And that's why we keep seeing lights in the sky. They're coming to visit the show and tell.
Yes.
Like, look at what I made. And they fly back away.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Very weird. It's a good episode. I had fun doing this one.
I had a lot of fun doing this one.
I can't wait till we do the next movie.
Yeah, make sure to tune in next week to hear about the bees.
Did we come up with a name for that one? I don't think we did. Oh, it was...
No, but you're going to love the shit that I did come up with.
Good. We did come up with a name for it. I just can't remember what it was. It had something to do with...
Did we make a play on the bee movie?
Yeah.
With Seinfeld?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out between now
and then. I think we can come up with a better one, because I think it was basically not a normal bee movie or something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's got to start with bee, though. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. So tune in next week. Tweet us if you want. Tweet us about the other two podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or this one. If you got something to say, just say it.
Yeah.
Reach out.
At @Jack_and_Jeff. Reach out on justpoorbuds@gmail.com if you have any... questions for the married couple, or if you have any fan theories for Fan Friday. I know it hasn't come out yet, but you know.
Before we go, I went to Elmar's Pizza. Did I tell you about it?
No. What's Elmar's?
Elmar's.
Yeah, what is it?
Elmar's is a pizza place in Plymouth. It's about half an hour from where we live, and it's New York-style pizza. I met the owner. Great guy. It is the best pizza I've had in my entire life.
Now, I can't remember. Are you more on the New York style or the Chicago style?
So, don't get me wrong. I love Chicago style pizza. Yeah. And
I think New York is just easier and just like, because when I mean pizza, I want to devour some pizza.
Yeah, the New York style, the thinner crust, it's a little crispy. Pick it up, fold it in half, crush the pizza into your mouth. New York style pizza is better.
I didn't know we had a New York style nearby. I'll have to check them out. What is it again?
Elmar's New York Pizza, just a little place in Plymouth. Literally the best pizza I've ever had. It is, so do you remember how good the pizza was at Lou Malnati's when we stopped in Chicago?
Yep.
I exclaimed, oh my God, as I took the first bite.
Yeah, so good.
Better.
I don't believe you.
Better.
Now, I know it sounds like I'm trying to sell this, but I don't believe you.
No, you actually have to try it, though. It is fresh crust, fresh sauce, fresh mozzarella cheese, and it's perfect. Like, I rated it on whatever pizza rating app. Can't give it a 10, because, like, what if I...
there's always something better.
What if I find a better place, like, in 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
9.9.
Wow. I always stop at 9.5 just because it's easier.
It is easy? Yeah, it's easier, but I couldn't do it. Like, I just couldn't rate anything less than that. That's so awesome. Anybody that is within an hour's drive, go for it. Elmar's New York Pizza.
We should get a slice or two and eat it on the podcast.
I agree.
I would like to do my live or my first reaction on the show.
I sent my parents there because East Coast people, they've been looking for good pizza their whole life.
Yep.
Well, not their whole life, but their whole Minnesota life.
Yeah.
And we found like a couple places that are all right. I mean, it's not terrible pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But shoot, what was I going to say? Because I sent my parents there.
And they loved it?
Yeah, they loved it. I had something else to say about it. They loved the pizza, basically. They sent me a picture. And my dad was making fun of me because they went the day after that I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just raving about it to them. And my dad was making fun of me. He goes, I don't think you have the rights to judge pizza as the best ever. And I was like, I didn't say it was the best ever. It's just the best I've ever had. And then he took it back when he went there.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
And your dad's like an East Coast Jew.
Yeah, pretty much. My dad is Jerry Seinfeld. We get it. But yeah. I would drive a solid hour for that pizza.
Awesome.
I was going to say, they got... So you know how pizza delivery people have those pizza bags?
Yeah.
They're getting a pizza bag so they can bring it back from Plymouth and eat it at home.
What, your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I thought you meant this place.
No.
I was like, yeah, they should probably invest in that.
Yeah. They're getting us one. They're putting the Just Buds logo on it.
Oh, shit. How incredible would that be, though?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want money from them if they gave us just a pizza every couple episodes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a pizza and listeners, that's all I need from them.
Yeah, just let us put our logo up on your glass. Yeah, like,
we need to print out flyers and they just slip it in a pizza box and send it out.
All of their deliveries, put it in the box.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, are we done plugging them for free?
Elmar's?
Yeah.
I would plug them for free every episode.
Elmar's in Plymouth, we love you. I want to try it before I exclaim anything.
Fair.
I got us a new follower. I just want to give a shout out to Eddie. No idea what his last name is.
What up, Eddie?
Eddie. He's a Marine, knows key. Really fun guy. I've been talking for the last month.
Play Valorant with him?
Yeah. Cool guy.
It's Trouble on Twitch?
It's Trouble, ITZ, Trouble 77 on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ITZ, Trouble 77.
Give him a follow, give him a sub.
And remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff.
Signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.